It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey friends, Stephanie Coker, Director of Marketing at Heirloom Roses, is with us to chat about some new things going on at Heirloom Roses and some wonderful things that are staying the same. Hey Stephanie, welcome to Rose Chat.
Hey Teresa, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, I'm super excited for many reasons. One is because we were chatting, I got to take a break from spreading mulch today. And so that's great. Put that in someone else's hands for a while. And I want to get an update on Heirloom.
You got it.
There's new things going on, like a new logo. Tell us about it.
There is a new logo. You know, we've had the same logo for many, many years. And you know, your logo not only represents your brand, but it represents your passion. It represents what you're trying to accomplish with your customer and so many things. And so we really felt like it needed a facelift. You know, we felt like we wanted to emulate more sophistication, and we wanted to make sure that our brand, you know, also spoke to the quality that we provide. And so we spent a lot of time really updating our logo, and we're pretty happy with it. And overall, our logo is really representing what our tagline is, and that's making our world beautiful, one rose at a time. And we don't take the full responsibility of that. We believe that while we're growing the roses and providing them to our customer, it's really, you know, the customer in the garden that is successful. They are the heroes behind what we do. And so we looked at our branding as an opportunity to partner with our customer and really help them be successful.
One of my favorite roses in my garden is the fawn, sometimes mm-hmm. F-A-U-N, sometimes I see it F-A-W-N, and I think there's another name too that I see sometimes, but it came from Heirloom, and every time I look at that beautiful, beautiful rose, I actually have three of them, and it is so pretty. I always think of Heirloom, and I'm so thankful for that rose. So, you know, it is a partnership.
It is, yes.
And not just a partnership for Heirloom. Sounds like it's a family affair. A few years ago, I met Ben and his family at the Biltmore Rose Trials. And as we talked, I picked up that Heirloom, the whole family was involved. Is that still true?
It is. You know, there are five children in the Hannah family. All of them have worked in different roles within within the nursery. And it's really been fun. I've been with Ben for 6 years now, and it's been really fun to watch them kind of grow within the business and kind of come into their own and develop the passion. You know, there are gardeners of the future. And so that's been a lot of fun to watch. We are a family-owned business, and we treat our employees as if they're family. We believe in treating our customers as if they're family, and that really is very, very critical to who we are and what we do.
I just love that. I just love that. You know, we are at a time when gardening is booming, and roses will boom with that because roses are just so beautiful. How can you resist them? And so it's just so wonderful to know that there's great organizations and great products that we can recommend to those who are just getting their toes wet. And for those of us who've been gardening forever, and we still, you know, we're just as passionate, you know, it just never gets old to me. Every spring, I'm just as excited as I've ever been about getting out there and seeing what the garden's going to do.
You bet. Yep.
It's a passionate world.
It is. Yes.
Well, another thing that's happened in our world is that we've become very mainstream online learners. And of course, I've followed the website of Heirloom for many years, and your website is spot on and always has been. It's just filled to the brim with educational resources. So tell our listeners a little bit about those resources.
Yeah, you bet. You know, our goal is not only to help people grow roses, but learn to care for them, learn to nurture them, and, you know, fall in love with them. we believe that, you know, the reason we're in business is that we want to join our customers in their passion of making our world beautiful one rose at a time. And truthfully, our mission is that we want to cultivate beauty through our products and our team members and our customers and, of course, our community. And so we want to provide a lot of resources for people to be able to refer to. You know, people like to kind of seek out answers on their own. And so we have a full library of care articles. We have many, many videos. We also post those videos not only on our social media pages, but also on YouTube, so that people can refer back to them. And we continue to grow that library regularly. So if you've not seen those videos yet, I encourage people to seek them out on YouTube or also within our website.
I have to say that I truly think Ben's video on how to prune climbing roses is one of the best I have ever seen. It's been there a while now, but it is just perfect because pruning climbing roses gets scary. And you know, it is different from other types of rose pruning. Mm-hmm. I've shared it on my blog two or three times, I'm sure. And I always hear from people how it helped them. You know, it not only gave them tips, but it just eliminated the scary stuff because it does get scary. But when you get to the end of that video and you see that rose that he pruned so severely, you're just like, oh my gosh. I can't imagine that after people see that and see the rose at the end that you don't sell just a ton of those. I think that was Eden rose, wasn't it?
It was. Yes. Yes. That was Eden.
Oh, I don't have that rose. I can't even believe I don't have that rose, but I don't. But it is, boy, it shines in that video for sure.
Yeah. She is beautiful for sure.
It is. Now, with so many plants on the market, you know, like Eden, how do you go about selecting plants?
Well, you know, qualities is probably one of the most important things to us. And I have had the privilege of being able to select many roses over the last couple of years. And I always look, you know, I guess what I listen for is what our customer is asking for. You know, what may be beautiful to me or to you may not be beautiful to somebody else. And so I really try to keep a keen ear to what our customer is saying. And I seek out those roses that, that are, you know, in high demand or of exceptional quality. And of course, we're always going to maintain our old garden roses, because we believe in the preservation of history. But you know, we are always open to the new varieties that are released. And again, we listen to what our customer is asking for.
You just sort of described my garden. I want the old ones. I want a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I want the disease resistance, and I can tolerate a few divas. But I, you know, I can't wait to see what's coming next. I'm just like, oh my gosh, because some of them are just getting better and better.
Absolutely. Yes. It's pretty amazing.
It is. It's just really wide open, and more fragrance popping in to the Easy Care roses, and just lots of good things out there. So, tell us about your roses. Are your roses grafted? Are they on their own roots? Or
nope. Every one of our roses is an own root rose. We have many, many acres of our mother plants. We take cuttings, we grow them into their gallon size containers, and they go through a very rigorous set of quality standards before they become shippable. We want people to receive the best of the best. And we believe that, you know, if they are fully rooted, if they are branched, and if they meet a minimum height, then become shippable. So everything we grow is on its own roots. There's nothing that is grafted and nothing that is bare root.
That, I've had such good luck with that. I'm in a part of the country where, right in the middle of the country, where it can get really cold in the winter, although it didn't this winter. And there have been many winters that, if you know, our grafted roses struggled. But those own root roses, man, they just pop right back, especially that second year. Now, the first year, some of mine have taken a while to get going, but that second year is like, boom, where did you come from? You know, it's like a vitamin B12 shot.
Right. Yeah. And I, you know, I think that that's a little bit confusing to people when they purchase an own root rose is, you know, they may be accustomed to buying a grafted plant and it may be several years old and the expectation is different. And so we spend a lot of time trying to educate our customer that, look, these are, they're still juveniles, you know, they're they're babies for the most part, and it's going to take a couple of years for them to really go. And you know the old adage that they sleep and then they creep and then they leap. And really by that third year, boy, they have really taken off. And we do see that even in the first year that they'll get several feet of growth and they will bloom, but they're not a full mature plant until that third year.
You know, that's so true with perennials of any kind, you know, shrubs. That first year, you just kind of get them in, tuck them in, be kind to them, talk sweet to them, and get them through that first year. And then the next year, they're like, okay. And by the third year, they're just, you know, ready to be pruned.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. They've taken off.
Yeah. It is so, so true. So now I'm curious about which of your roses have been the best sellers the last couple of years.
Oh gosh, that is a very competitive topic because it's almost like they stand out there and they say, I'm prettier than you are. You know, I mean, it's pretty funny, but I will say that in climbing roses, Eden is always a bestseller. I mean, she's beautiful. She's romantic. And while she may not have as much fragrance as some of the other roses, I always say you don't need it because you're just so darn pretty. But you know, there's many roses that are just bestsellers. David Austin's are always amazing sellers. I mean, we all love Abraham Darby and Jude the Obscure and many of the other David Austin's. But I've noticed a new little trend with Cordis roses. And I think that people are falling in love with Cordis because of the exceptional disease resistance, the hardiness. I mean, personally, one of my favorites is Florentina, which is also a climber. The blooms are also very romantic and fully cupped, and she's just loaded with fragrance. And so Florentina has been exceptionally popular. And then there's some lesser known varieties that have really been kind of taking us by surprise. Some in the purple families are just amazing. Twilight Zone, Ebtide, of course, and even some of the lavender roses have been very, very popular in the last year or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lavender always is something.
Yes.
A little bit different, not too many of them. Oftentimes they're fragrant, so really, really enjoy those. Cordis does very well in my garden. I'm zone 5B. Mm. And my latest climber from the Cordis line is Jasmina.
Yes.
And it's very pretty and it's prolific. And so the Cordis roses, I'm quite taken with them. And
yes.
Anything that's, you know, we love the romantic side of the roses. And I want bloomers because I want to make bouquets for people. That's hugely important to me. But the romance, and sometimes they're just so beautiful that you forgive them if they're not as fragrant as you want them to be.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
And just pair them with a friend who is.
There you go.
So, okay, we talked about, you know, what's going flying off the shelves, but what do you think's up and coming?
You know, I think Cordis is going to be a continual trend over the next couple of years. Kiss Me Kate is a climber that is in the Cordis line that is, wow, is really, really starting to take off. It's just a beautiful pink climber, and it's very resilient. So I see that as really coming forward. There's also some new David Austin varieties that we will be growing and introducing in the next year. Those, of course, always do well, but there's some new varieties that are in high demand right now. So we will absolutely be growing those in the next year. So there's also some new introductions. I don't know if you or your listeners have seen one of the roses that we have named, which is called Because She Served. And it's a tribute to all women that have served, whether in public office or in a military service, or, you know, even a teacher or a mom has served in some capacity. And that particular rose has been gaining a lot of traction in the last couple of years. It's a hybrid tea, beautiful red in color, continual blooming, and exceptionally fragrant. And I just see that rose is really, really starting to pop up in many gardens. And I think one of the beauties of that rose is not only in personal gardens, but I know that it's being planted in many military cemeteries throughout the U.S. And it's really a nice tribute to women that have served.
I love that. You've caught me there. I not heard of that rose.
Yes.
Definitely going to be looking that up.
Check that out.
What a great tribute. Yeah, I love that. Love that a lot. Well, we've been talking about your website and how great it is. And one of the things that, you know, I went back just to look to see some of the things, some new things. And then I got caught on all your products. You know, you're just like, oh, I want that. I want that. Oh, yeah, there's t-shirts in it. So tell us a little bit about some of the wonderful products that you have available on your website.
You bet. Well, I think one of the first ones I want to talk about is our Founders Fish Fertilizer. For a lot, you know, own root roses cannot tolerate the granular type products in the first year or so. They really need to be fed with a liquid fish fertilizer. It's the safest. It's not going to burn your roots. And truthfully, own root roses eat that stuff up like it's baby food. So we spent many years just selling Alaska fish fertilizer and offering that on our website. And then we started listening to our customer, and we did a little research on our own and found that we could offer a product that contained not only, you know, a certain kind of fish that is currently available with Alaska fish, but we could offer a product that contained many types of fish. So our fish fertilizer comes from fish. It's an emulsion, and it comes from many, many types of fish that eat other fish. They eat plankton, they eat, you know, seaweed, whatever it is, and it gives you a much broader spectrum of nutrients. And so we've been private labeling our Founders Fish Fertilizer for just over a year now. And, you know, just speaking totally unbiased here, it really is probably the best thing I have ever used on not only my outside plants, but my inside plants as well. They just perform like magic. So that was one of our first private label products. And then we continued that. You know, we started listening to our customers, and we started hearing that people were having the hardest time finding a potting soil that did not have a granular fertilizer in the potting soil. And so we said, let's develop one. Let's make one and put it on our website. So we developed Heirloom Roses Living Soil. It's a custom-made blend that's full of mycorrhiza and, you know, all the things that makes your soil healthy, and also does not include a granular fertilizer. So it's safe, it's effective, and it's amazing for not only planting of new roses, but also for just refreshing your soil. So we have a full line of private products now, and they are all doing exceptionally well. Mint compost is another one of my favorites. And mint compost, funny enough, came from, again, listening to our customer who were looking for a way to repel aphids and to retain some moisture in the summer months and help with water retention. And so we did a lot of research, and we found that mint compost, which is actually just developed in our area in Oregon, was an amazing repellent of aphids, as well as a perfect way to retain water and moisture, both in pots and in the ground. So we developed our mint compost, and it is one of our best-selling products.
I have never heard of that either. And so you got me. I'm just so intrigued.
It's
so
amazing.
Wonderful.
It is.
I keep mint in my potting shed because one of the things I heard that it did is repel spiders.
And yes, that's like, true.
Hey, we're going to just keep you in here because
yes.
I'm not all that fond of spiders up close and personal. They can do their thing out in the wild, but not up and close and personal at my desk. So
absolutely.
So, yes. Natural mint compost.
Yep.
Have to put that on my list. Now, let's see. I saw something else that was different on your website, the Bud and Bloom Rewards Plan or Club.
Yes. Yep. So we started a rewards program for our customers, and there's a variety of ways that you can earn rewards, making a purchase, creating an account, you know, following us on social media. And basically, you know, you even earn rewards for all of your purchases. And you'll earn your rewards when you get to 1,000 points, you get a $10 voucher towards your next purchase. So it just helps with, you know, when you're making a purchase to use your voucher and reduce the cost of your total purchase.
Wonderful.
It's a lot of fun. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. You know, we love a good coupon around here. We
just, right.
He's a great coupon person. He loves a good coupon. Well, we have a few more minutes. And so why don't you tell us about some future plans for Heirloom?
You bet. Wow, this last couple of years has been pretty crazy for us, and I guess especially the last year with COVID. I guess I'll speak a little bit to what we did differently. You know, my customer service team has been working from home for more than 4 years now, and we did that because we felt that, you know, we could provide better service to our customers if we were available more hours of the day and we, you know, my team was at home. So we have actually been working from home for many years. And so when a lot of our competitors got presented with COVID challenges and didn't know necessarily what they were going to do, we were already ready. You know, I hate to say it, but we were already in our pajamas. We're good to go. You know, so it's just another day for us. Just another day for us. So, you know, and I'm kidding, we're not really in our pajamas, but you know, my team was already at home. And so we actually were very nimble, and we were able to do the opposite of what many of our competitors were doing. We actually, instead of scaling back or, you know, shutting down or whatever, we extended our hours. We said, we are here to support our customers, and we are adding hours. So we actually added Saturday hours and Sunday hours. Now, Sunday, we don't take phone calls, but we are answering emails because we wanted to make sure that we were there to support people when they're outside in the garden, mm-hmm. just as much as when they're at home, you know, during the week. So that was the first thing. And I think, you know, we've had a very positive response from that. I think in the next year or so, you're going to see a lot of growth in our private labels. You're going to see us focusing more on the introduction of new varieties, companion plants. Companion plants is an area that is absolutely, dare I say, blooming. I can say that, right? We, 3 years ago, again, listening to our customer, I made a strategic decision to start introducing some hydrangeas. And the first year was absolutely a test for us because we've been pretty isolated to just the rose growing industry for many years. But, you know, not everybody has just sunny spots in their yards. People have shady areas and they want plants that complement their roses. I mean, what's more beautiful than a big vase full of roses and hydrangeas, you know? Mm-hmm. So we started introducing hydrangeas, and that has absolutely grown over the last couple of years. We now have lilacs and compact crepe myrtles. We have, you know, Daphne and so many other amazing varieties. And it's really a lot of fun to start introducing other things that pair well with roses.
Well, one of the things that you might just take a look at if it's not already on the list is I love to pair lilies. Because
yes.
blooming in the summer, even when some of the roses are taking a little bit of a break, but also, you know, having nice, beautiful, fragrant lilies near some beautiful roses that maybe aren't so fragrant just adds to the experience for you and for visitors to your garden. So
absolutely, yes.
I just love a good lily with my roses.
Absolutely. Lilies, and dare I tell everybody, I'm starting to look at peonies. So there could be a lot of fun coming.
Well, I've spent enough time in England now with my family there that I'm completely obsessive about, you know, roses and a few other plants, but I just added dahlias. They call it dahlias. But I mean, I just cannot be there and just not fall in love with some of the dahlias that you see there. So I'm tiptoeing into the world of dahlias, and it's a pretty big world.
It is. Yes, absolutely.
It's a big hole that I'm beginning to fall down into. So
absolutely. But it is a lot of fun. It's a fun hole, isn't it?
It is. Well, Stephanie, this has been incredibly fun, and I just appreciate you coming on today, and I love the commitment that Heirloom Roses is making to make our world a more beautiful place.
Thank you. We absolutely love it. We're very passionate about what we do. I require everybody on my customer service team to grow roses at home because I believe that you cannot truly learn and understand them until you grow them yourself. So that is something that is required of everybody on our team. And we just want to, you know, help everybody be successful.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I think you're so wise to have your team Growing Roses, because you know you can't just have one.
Right. They're like potato chips.
Yeah, you can't just have one. I just would challenge anyone to try that.
Absolutely.
Well, so thanks so much.
And friends, thank you, Teresa.
Oh, you're so welcome. And friends, we want to thank you for tuning in today, because you too make the world a more beautiful place right where you are. And if you want to follow along with Heirloom regularly, as she said, they're on Instagram and Facebook. And the website for all those yummy things that we talked about today is simply heirloomroses.com. So until next time, friends, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.